I love a little girl that lives up there, and I guess I always will. But I don't dare knock on her door, 'cause her daddy is my boss man. So I'll just have to be content to see her whenever I can.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Hafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Happy Mother's Day and happy Sunday. Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for a series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Montgomery Biscuits, AA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Javid Blake alongside you as we get set for a 1:05 first pitch on Mom's Day here at Shuckers Ballpark. Shuckers at 16-16, Biscuits at 17-15. Shuckers with a win today would win the series, which would be their third straight home series win to start the season. Yesterday, it was a close one, a 3-2 loss for the Shuckers against the Biscuits. 20 of the first 32 for Biloxi have been decided by two or less. Jacob Mizorowski allowed just one run over four innings. He struck out five, now up to 41 strikeouts on the season. One of the top numbers in all of AA, and he lowered his season ERA to 2.63 in the process. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview, where we are joined by Shuckers Community Relations Manager David Blackwell to talk a bit about the community efforts that Shuckers players have engaged in throughout the week, and a bit about the two brand new puppies that have been added to the front office and the clubhouse. That comes your way next before first pitch at 1:05 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We are getting set for a Sunday series finale as the Biloxi Shuckers and Montgomery Biscuits wrap up a six-game set. I'm Jay McBlake, and on Mother's Day, we are joined by Shuckers Community Relations Manager David Blackwell. David, happy Sunday. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Javik. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Beautiful Sunday. Come watch a ball game at the ballpark.
You've been a busy guy this week. A lot of community initiatives this week by the Shuckers, including you, Caleb Bowman, and Sam Gardner going out to the Dream Program out on the coast to help out with a softball game on Wednesday. What was that like?
Yeah, we partnered with Keyser Federal Credit Union and went out to the Dream Program and played some softball with the Dream Program's athletes the other night. There were kids there from 10 to age 73, and they had a blast. We had a blast. We had a good time playing ball. I actually pitched and got they took advantage of my inability to throw pitches past them, and they hit the ball well. There was one gentleman out there who was very much a very skilled athlete, and he showed us all up, and they had a blast, and couldn't have been a better opportunity. It was a great night.
For those who don't know, what is the Dream Program?
Dream Program provides opportunities for those with special needs to just live normal, everyday lives, get to do the things that we get to do, that we take for granted, whether it's playing a recreational sport or just going to an art class or, you know, just the normal everyday things that we do for fun. They don't necessarily have those opportunities as easily as we do. And so the Dream Program, just like Buddy Sports out in Gulfport, and the city of Biloxi has a program as well that just provide them the opportunities, like I said, that we take for granted.
How important is that community engagement, especially with the players? Caleb Bowman, Sam Gardner, both guys who have ties back to those who have special needs. How fun is it to be able to give back and work with the team to do that?
Yeah, it's huge. I think the biggest thing is it helps people realize that these athletes out here, as skilled as they are just normal people like the rest of us. And it shows that personal side to the community. And there is nothing more important to a small community as we are here in Biloxi or the Gulf Coast in general, than that these guys are willing to spend time with them doing the normal everyday thing that they do, whatever they're passionate about. And it's just it's such a cool moment to see the looks on faces and the pictures that are taken and just the smiles that that they're able to initiate because of that.
Outside of the community aspect of it, you are now the proud owner of two new puppies that have become the front office dogs, the clubhouse dogs, two major free agent acquisitions in the past couple of days. How did you end up with two brand new puppies the last week and a half?
Yeah, so I guess I should start by saying there's a pretty big announcement forthcoming from the Biloxi Shuckers that we now have two official canines of the Biloxi Shuckers. Canines, K is in the statistical symbol for strikeout, and nine for nine players in the field. We have two new puppies who are basically going to be an extension of myself and Schooner, going to a bunch of community events. But most importantly, they will be our resident puppies here at the stadium. The players will have as much access as they want to with them. They're thrilled about it. Our front office staff has already been able to spend some time with it. Look, they're very therapeutic. They're going to be trained as service dogs, as therapy dogs. And then you know, later in the future, there may be an opportunity for these dogs to get out on the field as bat dogs. You know, we're dreaming big. We haven't put anything in official terms, but, you know, there's just so many different ways that these dogs can interact with our community and with our team. And who doesn't love a puppy? And I can't wait for y'all to meet these two. They're absolutely adorable. We have officially named one of them Barks after Barks Root Beer, which was created not too far from the stadium here. And the other one is currently known as TBD and to be determined. We'll have all of this information coming out, but we're going to have the fans take part in helping us narrow down some names, and then the players will choose the final name of TBD from that list. And we've partnered with the Humane Society to make this happen. We've got some great things coming down the road with them. We're just really excited about the different opportunities and really just doors that are going to open, because we now have some feline, or not feline, they're not felines,
they're canines.
But we have canines that are going to be associated with our team in front office.
Well, and speaking of how much the clubhouse likes it, Tyler Wagner, who is a part of the getting of the puppies, we were talking with him about it a little bit. He said nothing's better than, hey, you might have a rough outing, you go back to the clubhouse, mm-hmm. you have some puppies there. But how did this happen? Because you went to an event with Bradley Blaylock, Nick Merkel, Tyler Wagner. You did not have puppies before going to the event, but all of a sudden after, I get two pictures on my phone from you of two different puppies that are now coming to the front office.
I am a sucker, and that's how this happened. We went down to support Sidewalk Saturday in downtown Biloxi a few weeks ago. Broussard's Barbershop, who's the official barbershop here, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, and a couple of other downtown businesses were just having a kind of an event to support the downtown businesses. And it was also an opportunity to support the Humane Society of South Mississippi. And I don't know how this happened. I feel like it was schemed against me, but the puppies were literally sitting in front of the Biloxi Shuckers tent where these players and myself were going to be located. And when the guys got there, they said, hey, can we go pet these puppies? And I said, absolutely, please go do that. And as they're walking back to me, which was not even 15 steps, I believe it was Tyler who said, man, it would be cool if we had a team puppy. And he was raving on and on about this one little puppy that was there, who's now ours. It's a lab. They're both lab retriever mixes. One of them has a little husky. One of them has a little shepherd. But he said, that's like the perfect dog. It's my favorite. Then he up and goes to Nashville. So hopefully he gets to come and visit him. But anyway, the guys walked off to go visit a couple of the vendors that were there. And while they were there, I purchased the two puppies and said, okay, you've now got a team dog. And one dog turned into two because his brother was right next to him.
Oh, and of course, you can't leave one there. You have to go. You got to go big or go home.
Yeah, and that's what we did. And we're figuring it out. I didn't have a plan in my head. I knew it was too good of an opportunity to pass up. And we would figure out what it looked like and how it could benefit us from the Shuckers, but again, how it's going to benefit our fans and our team and our players and just all the people that get to interact with these puppies are going to fall in love with them for sure. And it's going to be a blast. And I agree. Look, it's one of those things where you've got a dog around, it's really hard to be upset about anything.
Well, and it's helping your broadcaster's mental health, I can tell you that. They're cute as a button, seeing them around the front office, seeing them around the clubhouse. They're a lot of fun to have. David, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all having us. And like I said, go Shuckers. And first and foremost, happy Mother's Day to everybody. Sorry, I forgot to mention that at the end here. Specifically, my mother, who is a season ticket holder and has Creole, her service dog, here with her at all times. So happy Mother's Day to her. go, Shuckers, and let's go get a W today.
There's a lot of cute puppies around this ballpark. We're back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. James Blake alongside you as we wrap things up on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We are getting set for a series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. A win today for the Shuckers would be their third straight series win at home to start the season and would be their second in two series against the Montgomery Biscuits. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. For the Shuckers, it's the righty T.J. Shook, who carried a perfect game into the sixth inning in his first start of the week back on Tuesday. He's 2-3 with a 3.34 ERA. Today is his seventh start of the season, 29 and two-thirds innings, 8 walks, 36 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 196 against him. On the other side of things, it's a rematch of Tuesday's starting pitching matchup. The lefty Ian Seymour goes for Montgomery. He's 1-2 with a 3.23 ERA. His seventh start of this season, he's thrown 30 and two-thirds innings with 9 walks and 37 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 178 against him. He allowed a season high, 5 runs on 6 hits in the series opener on Tuesday, a 5-0 Shuckers win. Time to take a look at today's starting lineups. They are Bill Byron over roofing. Drew Baker leads it out for Montgomery. Carson Williams bats second. Bob Seymour is in the 3 spot. Behind him is Dominic Keegan. And the order rounds out with Aroberto Hernandez, Nick Schnell, Willie Vasquez, Jalen Battles, and Matthew Dyer. On the other side of things for the Shuckers, it's lineup also built by Renova Roofing. Eric Brown Jr. is in the leadoff spot. Mike Bovey, who leads the Southern League with a 420 OBP and a 964 OPS, he bats in the 2 spot. Brock Wilkin bats third. The lineup then rounds out with Wes Clark, Xavier Warren, Ethan Murray, Andy Yerzy, Justin Dearden, and Lamar Sparks. That'll do it for today's edition of the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. When we come back, it is time for first pitch, a Mother's Day 1 o'clock start between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Churio swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run, and it's 4-0 Biloxi. The Middlebury dives, grabs it at short, gets to his feet, fires the first in time. Blood Black slides into second, and there's 40 stolen bases in 2023.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCN.
Ten rounds through the throw, home, and a hop to Clark, the tag, got him! Oh, what a throw from Smart!
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
Williams swings and misses! The playoff hopes stay alive for another day. It's a 9-2 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
A beautiful rendition of the national anthem by young Addison Ross gets us started on a Sunday afternoon. It is a gorgeous day for baseball on Mother's Day. The Biloxi Shuckers finish out a six-game set with the Montgomery Biscuits. A win today for Biloxi clinches their third straight home series win to start the season. A big happy Mother's Day to everybody. David Blake alongside you as we get set for first pitch. On the mound for the Shuckers is the righty T.J. Shook. Shook 2-3 with a 3.34 ERA on the year. Today's his seventh start, 29 2/3 innings, 8 walks, 36 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 196 against him. For the Biscuits, it's a lineup that is built by Renova Roofing. In the leadoff spot, it's the right-handed hitting Drew Baker. Carson Williams bats second. Bob Seymour is in the three spot. Dominic Keegan bats fourth. Then it's Heriberto Hernandez, Nick Schnell, Willie Vasquez, Jalen Battles, and Matthew Dyer. Shuckers lost yesterday by a 3-2 score. They have won three of the first five in this series, and the righty Shook gets sent to go to work. He was terrific in the series opener, set a season high with 6 innings and 8 strikeouts, faced one above the minimum, 6 innings, 1 hit allowed, no runs allowed, no walks, and 8 strikeouts. He's been terrific at home this season. Faces a Biscuits lineup that yesterday scored just 3 runs on 5 hits. Scored one off of each of the first three pitchers that appeared, one against Jacob Mizorowski, one against Caleb Bowman, and one more against Will Childers. T.J. Shook fires his final warm-up pitch to Andy Yerzy, fires it to second. And both teams wearing all sorts of different pink accessories. It's set to go. Brock Wilkin wearing a special custom glove for his mom down at third base. Lops it in to T.J. Shook. Let's play some baseball. Happy Mother's Day to everybody tuning in. And it's the Shuckers and the Biscuits in a series finale. The righty T.J. Shook is set to go. The righty Drew Baker is ready to go. And on an 82-degree day, partly cloudy, and a beautiful afternoon for baseball, we are underway. First pitch is a called strike one on the inside corner. A sinker at 91, and we're off and running. First pitch time today, 1:07 p.m. Central. The 0-1 delivery. Baker takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 91. And the count goes to 0-2. Baker's hitting 236 in the season with a 319 OBP. Yerzy flashes the signs. Shook kicks and delivers. Curveball popped up. Out to short right. Murray a long way out from second. In comes Sparks. And rocking the hot pink cleats, he makes the catch. And retires Baker for the out. Shuckers defense today. In right is Lamar Sparks. Justin Dearden is in center. Xavier Warren, also rocking some hot pink cleats, is in left. Brock Wilkin is at third with a bright pink glove. Eric Brown Jr. with some pink wrist tape at short, along with Ethan Murray rocking the same wrist tape at second. Mike Bobey's at first, and Andy Yerzy is behind the plate. The pitch to the righty Carson Williams is a slider that misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Will Williams batting 321 on the season, team high. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball called a strike. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Williams takes low, and the count goes to 2-1. Williams, 321 on the year. Highest average on this Biscuits team. 383 OBP and an OPS just shy of 900 at 897. The 2-1 delivery. Misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 delivery. Williams takes up and away, ball four. And for the first time in this series, it takes until the first inning of his second start, but the Biscuits draw a walk against T.J. Shook. Bob Seymour sent to step in. He's rocking a bright pink bat. Man on, one away. Just underway between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Shook delivers. Seymour slices it foul back to the screen, and the count goes to 0-1. Shook stands in 6'4", 230 pounds. Native of Columbia, South Carolina. The 0-1 pitch. Seymour drives it foul, left field side and out of play. Count goes to 0-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. No balls, two strikes, one away. Righty Shook comes set. Yerzy sets up away. Now the pitch. Seymour takes off the outside corner. It's a changeup at 84. And the count goes to 1-2. Williams takes a short lead off first. Mike Bovee holds him on. A check back to first. Bovee slaps the tag on him, but Williams is back in time. He has 8 stolen bases this year in 10 attempts. Took a big breath on the hill. Now kicks and deals. Seymour takes a changeup off the outside corner, this time at 83. And the count evens at 2-2. Shook talked a bit about his changeup during our pregame chat. Before Thursday's game, he talked a lot about something he called pinky manipulation. Where he grips the baseball, and it's how far away his pinky moves. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes full. He says if he adjusts how close he sets it on the baseball to the rest of his fingers in his circle change grip, that either results in sometimes more movement towards that outside corner against lefties. Check back to first. Williams is back in time. That's the final disengagement used by Shook. Other times, he says, he can move it to where it does not get as much movement and almost acts like a normal circle change. Instead of acting a little more like Devin Williams' airbender, so it almost gives him two different pitches. The 3-2 delivery. Williams is off. Seymour nubs it foul third base side. And the count stays full. Shook throws without the two different changeups, 5 different pitches. Fastball, sinker, changeup, slider, and a curveball. So he has a short change and a long change. You can almost kind of describe it as that. A short little changeup that moves towards the outside corner and a big one that moves up to 20 inches at times. Xavier Warren runs over to the left field line. There's a gate open. Right now he's working to close it up. Pushes it back and forth. It's good to go. And he jogs on back over. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Seymour digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. The payoff pitch, Williams is off. Pitch misses low. And it's back-to-back one-out walks. Brings up the righty Dominic Keegan with 2 on and 1 away. Up comes the right-handed hitting Dominic Keegan, hitting .237 on the year, 5 homers, 15 driven in, and a .371 OBP. We're just underway, top of the first inning between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Williams is at second. Seymour's at first. Shook delivers. Curveball. Called the strike on the inside corner, and the count goes 0-1. Shook was originally signed by the Brewers as an undrafted free agent after the five-round 2020 draft. Finished out his career at the University of South Carolina. The 0-1 pitch. Keegan takes a changeup off the inside corner at 85, and the count evens 1-1. It's a scoreless game in the top of the first inning. Just underway in a series opener. Check that, a series finale. The 1-1 delivery. Fouled back to the screen. Shook wins the race to 2 strikes. Count goes to 1-2. This is becoming a lengthy inning for TJ. His 18th pitch of the inning upcoming. He's thrown 9 strikes and 9 out of the zone. 1-2 the count. Shook comes set. Now the pitch. Keegan takes strike 3. Fastball top of the zone at 93 for the second out. Home plate umpire Chad Westlake, I think, thought it was strike 2. Gave just the usual point instead of ringing him up. It all counts the same. First strikeout of the day for TJ Shook, his 37th of the season. Now 2 on and 2 out for the righty Roberto Hernandez. Shook delivers. Hernandez waves and misses. Fools him on a slider at 81. And the count goes to 0-1. Hernandez hitting .286 this year. Leads the Biscuits with 21 driven in. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses low. And the count evens 1-1. Home plate umpire today is Chad Westlake. Sean Cassidy is at first, and Brian Oberholzer is the third base umpire. The 1-1 delivery. Curveball spins it off the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Did not miss by much. Two out, two on. We're scoreless in the top of the first inning. Shook delivers. Both runners go. It's a called strike. Throw to third. Wilkins behind the bag. It's by him, and it's in the left. Williams rounds the corner and comes home. Seymour scampers to third. It's an error. And it gives the Biscuits a 1-0 lead. It's the first error of the day for Biloxi. Their fifth straight game that they've committed at least one error. The counter, 2 balls and 2 strikes to the righty Hernandez. The pitch. Hernandez waves and misses. Slider off the outside corner. That ends the frame. In the inning, 1 run, no hits, 1 error, 1 runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the first inning. It's 1-0 Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
All right, man. Let's go down the field.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. Javik Blake back alongside you as we have fans doing ballerina dance moves and cartwheels on the third base side. We are at the bottom of the first inning. It's 1-0 Biscuits. On the mound for the Biscuits in the series finale, Ian Seymour gets the start. 1-2 with a 3.23 ERA. Today's his seventh start, 30 2/3 innings, 9 walks, 37 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 178. Against him. For the Shuckers, it's a lineup built by Renova Roofing. Eric Brown Jr. in the leadoff spot. Mike Bobe bats second. Brock Wilkin bats third. Wes Clark is in the fourth spot. And Xavier Warren rounds out the top five. Brown Jr. hitting 153 on the season. Steps in from the right side. Now the pitch. He takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch, he waves and misses. Fastball in the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Last time out for Seymour was on Tuesday in the series opener. Gave up a season-high 5 runs on a season-high 6 hits in 5-plus innings. The 1-1 delivery. Brown Jr. waves and misses. Fastball in the outside corner at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, he waves and misses. Fastball up and away at 92. First strikeout of the day for the lefty Seymour. And it brings up the lefty Mike Bovey. Bovey hitting .354 this season, .420 OBP, and a .964 OPS. Seymour fires. Bovey takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Bovey qualified for all the rate stats in the Southern League prior to yesterday's game. The 1-0 delivery. Bovey takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Bovey immediately jumped towards the top of the leaderboards. Went 2-for-4 yesterday with a run driven in. At .420 OBP, tops in the league. 1-1 pitch. Misses up, and the count goes to 2-1. Same with the .964 OPS. Already has 10 multi-hit games in his first 19 appearances in AA. The 2-1 delivery. He swings and slices it foul, third base side and out of play. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Seymour fires. Bovey slices it down the left field line. Hernandez is after it, and it drops in foul. Count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Shuckers trail it 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. The 2-2 delivery. Bovey slices it down the left field line. Hernandez is after it, and it goes foul. Into the seats. And a fan, a little kid right in the first row, makes the snaggle to fly. Brought the glove to the game. She makes a wonderful catch. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Seymour kicks and delivers. Bovey lines it down the right field line. Dyers over it, hooks towards the line, and it is foul. Count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Bovey is working quite the plate appearance against Ian Seymour. We're on to an 8th pitch. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Lefty Seymour, third base side of the rubber, delivers home. Bovey takes a slider away, and the count goes full. On to a 9th pitch of this battle between Ian Seymour and Mike Bovey. The pitch home. Rolled right side of the infield. Battles down on a knee at second. Grabs it. Fires to Nick Schnell at first. And two up, two down for Seymour. He wins the battle. And up comes the righty Brock Wilken. Roberto Hernandez is in left for Montgomery. Drew Baker's in center. Matthew Dyer is in right. Third to first round the infield, Willie Vasquez, Carson Williams, Jalen Battles, and Nick Schnell with Dominic Keegan behind the plate. Wilkins up from the right side. The pitch. He takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. Wilkins hitting 250 this year with a 286 OBP. He's all decked out for Mother's Day. Hot pink batting gloves and a hot pink bat. The 1-0 delivery. He takes a strike top of the zone. Slider at 82, and the count evens 1-1. His mom's in attendance today. Down on the first base line, spending some time with her prior to the game. The 1-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Changeup out in front of it at 82. And the count goes to 1-2. Wilken, born in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Parents now reside in Florida. Wilken today also has a custom glove he made for his mom. It's all pink. It has mom on it, and then it has his mom's name in writing. The 1-2 delivery. He waves and misses. Pitch down low. Keegan slaps the tag on him. And Wilken strikes out. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We enter the second. It's 1-0 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0916.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
To the top of the second on Mother's Day. DJ Shook back to hill for Biloxi. The Shuckers trail 1-0 against the Montgomery Biscuits. First pitch of the inning is a changeup away against the lefty Nick Schnell. The count goes to 1-0. Very happy Mother's Day to all the moms tuning in today, including my mom. Big happy Mother's Day to her. The 1-0 delivery. Schnell hits it in the air out towards the left. Eric Brown Jr., the shortstop, ranges over. Calls off everybody, and he makes the catch. Retires Schnell for the out. Brings up the righty, Willie Vasquez. Vasquez hitting 160 on the year, 5 driven in, and a 222 OBP. Vasquez at the back of the right-handed box with one away. Gets the first pitch, and he fouls it off. First base side out of play. Count goes 0-1. It's a 1-0 lead for the Biscuits in the top of the second inning. One out, nobody on. Shook kicks and fires. Slider waving a miss from Vasquez. It's 78, and the count goes 0-2. Shook struck out two in the first inning. Now delivers home. Vasquez fouls it back to the screen. Just taps it to stay alive. It was a slider at 78. Count stays at 0-2. The righty Shook kicks and delivers. Tip foul into Yerzy's glove for strike three. He dials up a fastball to 92. And picks up his third strikeout of the day. Brings up the righty, Jalen Battles. Two out, nobody on. Battles digs in from the right side against the righty, Shook. Shook, outside of baseball, an avid guitar player. He talked about it a lot during our pregame interview on Thursday. The pitch to Battles. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. One of the big jokes, and it's not a joke, it's quite serious, that every single time T.J. Shook picks a new music to warm up to, it's, hey, can you play that on the guitar? Plays a lot of Van Halen, 80s rock bands, 1-0 delivery. He has a called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. And the funny connection back to baseball is great rock and roll musician Geddy Lee, who part of the group called Rush, the 1-1 delivery. Battles, waves, and misses at a curveball, and the count goes to 1-2. He had a great quote about, they say what makes baseball hard to play is it's a game of constant adjustments, and the same can be said for live rock and roll. T.J. Shook has married the two things quite nicely and delivers home the 1-2 pitch to Jalen Battles. Check swing and a curveball low. Yerzy blocks it up. Check with the first base umpire, Sean Cassidy, who says he does not go, and the count evens at 2-2. Shook's playing partner for a long time was Shucker's outfielder and infielder, Noah Campbell. Noah got promoted to AAA earlier this year. Shook has said he's been teaching Mike Bovee a couple of things, who's now his roommate. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball off the outside corner. Shook thought it was strike three. Yerzy thought it was strike three, and so did the entire Shucker's infield. Count goes full at 3-2. The 3-2 delivery. Battles drives it down the right field line, foul, and the count stays full. Three balls, two strikes, two out. The pitch, fouled off, out of play in the first base side. Count stays at 3-2. Shook comes home. Battles drives it down the left field line, but way foul. Everybody ranges over, and it is well out of play. Count stays full. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. 3-2. Shook trying to work his way through a scoreless second inning. He fires home. Battles drives it down the first baseline, foul, and he stays alive. On to a 10th pitch in this at-bat. Shook, treading past 40 pitches. This one about to be his 41st of the day. Comes home, and he waves and misses. Gets him swinging at a changeup low. And Battles is down on strikes. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and it's 1-0 Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Wes Clark leads it off for the Shuckers in the bottom of the second inning. It's 1-0 Montgomery over Biloxi in a series finale. The lefty Ian Seymour back to work. Clark digs in at the very back of the right-handed box. First pitch of the inning. Check swing on a fastball. Check with the first base umpire, Sean Cassidy, who says he goes around. And the count goes 0-1. It was a 1-2-3 first inning for Seymour on 16 pitches, including two strikeouts. He delivers home. Clark takes up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Clark is hitting .268 on the year. He's had himself a terrific series, 6-for-16, 3 homers, a double, and 8 driven in. The 1-1 pitch. Changeup called a strike at the knees, and the count goes to 1-2. He's also rocking the pink today. Pink and white batting gloves, some pink wrist tape as well. Everybody in both dugouts is rocking a lot of pink on this Sunday afternoon. It's Mother's Day. Clark back in the box. The 1-2 pitch. He takes up and away, and the count evens 2-2. Clark in the DH spot today for Biloxi. Gets the 2-2 pitch. He swings and misses. Fastball on the inside corner at 91. Seymour has struck out 3 of the first 4 batters he's faced this afternoon. Kind of brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Xavier Warren digs in from the right side, rocking the hot pink cleats. Gets the pitch from Seymour. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Warren sending an even 200 on the year. 10 driven in and a 284 OBP. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses away, and the count runs to 2-0. By the way, fans, stay tuned for the fourth inning today. We'll be welcoming in our first of 3 junior broadcasters for the 2024 season. The 2-0 delivery. Changeup called a strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Mackenzie Knight, a high school student in the area, will be our first junior broadcaster of the year this afternoon. The 2-1 delivery. Warren rolls it on the left side of the infield. Williams backhands it at short. Fires on one hop to first. Now a real nice pick. Retires Warren to the second out. Brings up the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray. Murray stands in from the right side. It's 1-0 Biscuits in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 0-1. Murray hitting 190 on the season. Gets the 0-1 pitch. It misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Two out, nobody on. Shuckers trail it 1-0. Lefty Seymour delivers. Called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 0-2. Seymour doesn't throw it incredibly hard. Tops out at about 91-92. Delivers the pitch. Murray takes low and inside. It's a changeup at 82. The count evens, two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 delivery. Murray hits it into the Shuckers dugout. That almost got Brock Wilken on the face. He's okay. It snuck right between him and manager Joe Arol. When Wilken, who was just hit in the face with a fastball about a month ago, heads back towards the dugout bench. The 2-2 pitch. Murray chops it right back to Seymour. He hops off the mound, flips to Schnell at first, and it's a 1-2-3 second inning. Seymour's gone six up, six down. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We end of the third. It's 1-0 Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. Jambic Blake alongside you. We head to the third. It's 1-0 Montgomery over the Shuckers. We have not seen a hit for either side. The only run for Montgomery came home on an error. 9-1-2 due up. First up, the righty Matthew Dyer. Pitch from T.J. Shook. He has a called strike on the outside corner at 90 miles an hour. Welcome you back to the ballpark on Mother's Day. It is a beautiful afternoon for baseball. The 0-1 pitch. Dyer checks his swing on a slider away. He does not go, and the count evens 1-1. Dyer hitting .227 on the season with a .301 OBP. The 1-1 pitch, curveball, smack towards third. Wilken gobbles it up, takes a step, fires to first. It's in time. And the first play with his Mother's Day glove ends up in a ground out. Brings up the righty Drew Baker. It is a really special mitt that Brock Wilken is wearing today. Has his mom's name written up the thumb. There's a little circle with the word mom in it, and it is bright pink. Mom is in attendance today. They're up from Florida for the weekend series. Top of the order due up in the righty, Drew Baker. The pitch from Shook. Baker takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Today is the series finale between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. The 1-0 pitch. Slider is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers have won three of the first five. A win today would give them their third series win at home this year. The 1-1 pitch. Baker takes a curveball in the inside corner for strike two. The 1-2 pitch. Misses low and away, and the count evens 2-2. The pitch. Fastball called. Strike three on the outside corner. It's the fifth strikeout today for Shook. And he retires Baker for the second out of the inning. The fastball at 93. And TJ Shook ties Jacob Mizorowski for the team lead with his 41st strikeout of the season. Up comes Carson Williams. He drew a walk, came around to score back in the first. The pitch. Lifted out to right. Sparks back on it. Towards the warning track. Towards foul territory. It's out of his reach and it smacks off the wall. Williams rounds second, heads to third. Sparks fires it back in towards the infield. And it's a standing triple for Carson Williams. Man on third with two away for Bob Seymour. The win today blowing out towards right. It's the first time the win has blown out this series. That ball carried all the way to the wall in right. Sparks had a long way to go. Shook delivers. Seymour from the left-handed box takes a changeup away. And the count goes to 1-0. That was the first hit we've seen today from either side. Shuckers have gone hitless in their first two innings at the plate. The 1-0 delivery. Seymour pops it foul behind home plate out of play. Count evens 1-1. Shook comes set. Now the 1-1 pitch. Seymour tips it foul into Yerzee Smith. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. The pitch. Seymour takes away. It's a fastball at 93, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Williams off third. Shook comes home. Seymour takes a curveball at the knees. A called strike three. And in three innings, it's a half dozen strikeouts for TJ Shook. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on. We're through two and a half, and it's 1-0 Montgomery. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Bottom three in the order of duo for Biloxi. We're in the bottom of the third inning. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers on a Sunday afternoon. Lefty Ian Seymour back to work. Fires home. It misses away to the lefty Andy Yerzee, and we're off and running. Seymour has worked quick. Six up, six down. That was his 33rd pitch of the afternoon. The 1-0 delivery. Yerzy waves and misses on a slider back towards the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Yerzy's hitting 200 this year with a 293 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. Slider is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. Seymour kicks and delivers. Yerzy waves and misses. Fastball in the inside corner. 90 miles an hour. Seymour's fourth strikeout of the day. And up stands in the left-handed hitting Justin Dearden. Dearden hitting 182 on the season. One out, nobody on. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead in the third. The pitch. Dearden takes a strike on the outside corner. The count goes 7-1. Seymour fires. Dearden drives it out to left. Hernandez trips back on it, stands under it. Now comes in a couple steps, and he makes the catch. Retires Dearden for the second out. And it brings up the righty, Lamar Sparks. Sparks is hitting 183 on the year. He's had himself a terrific series. 4-for-10, including a three-hit performance last night. Digs in at the very back of the right-handed box. Two out, nobody on. The pitch. He waves and misses a fastball up and in at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes 2-1. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks takes away, and the count evens 1-1. By the way, fans, you can join in on our broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. The 1-1 pitch. Sparks takes low, and the count goes to 2-1. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Already a big hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida, tuning in, as well as T.J. Shook's parents, Todd and Donna, tuning in from Columbia, South Carolina. The pitch to Sparks is lined out to right. Dyer retreats back on it, under it, and he makes the catch. It's been 9-up, 9-down for the left-handed throwing Ian Seymour. We head to the fourth where Mackenzie Knight, our junior broadcaster today, will join us for the inning. We're back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wall Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. We enter the top of the fourth inning, and the righty T.J. Shook is back on the hill. It off is the righty Dominic Keegan for the Biscuits. That one run came back in the first inning. The pitch home. is a called strike at the top of the zone. We are joined in the booth now by our junior broadcaster today, Mackenzie Knight, who is joining us this afternoon. Mackenzie, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Is a called strike, and the count goes to 0-2. How excited are you to be out here today? It's a beautiful day for a baseball game. I know you have some family in attendance as well.
I'm really excited. This is going to be really fun.
Mackenzie, a student at East Central High School. The 0-2 pitch is a called strike three in the outside corner, and T.J. Shook continues to rack up the strikeouts. It's now seven strikeouts through three and a third innings, and it brings up the righty Heriberto Hernandez. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Mackenzie. I know you are a big baseball fan, and baseball is a big thing in the Knight family.
Yes. So I'm a senior at East Central High School, and I'm really involved with our sports, and mainly baseball because my dad's a coach. And I'm able to do
out to short. Brown Jr. grabs it, fires on the run to first. It's in time. Gets a point from Shook, and two away.
Yeah, and I have a pretty big family. We all have been involved with sports. My mom played, my dad played in college, and my sister plays basketball, and yeah, we're just all a big sports family, so yeah.
Two out, nobody on, and the lefty Nick Schnell steps in. Well, for those who are tuning in and are wondering why you sound like you know what you're doing in a big-time way, the pitch home misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. You do a lot of reporting, especially for your school as well. How did you get into that?
So my sister told me, because me and my dad went to watch Mississippi State play for the national championship in 2021. And after that, I kind of just really was, like, watching replays all the time. And my sister, she was like, hey, you should do this for, like, a living. I was like, not about that. And then I saw on TikTok one day, I was like, okay, maybe this is something I want to do. So my dad got me involved with some of the things in school, and I got into our yearbook staff, and they got me, you know, into the sports photography thing, and I kind of just started off with football, and it was easier to do it with the people that I knew, but it was a little nerve-wracking at first, because you never know how people are going to react to it, whether they're going to like it or not, or, I don't know, it was just a big part of, like, getting out there. And then this past year, 228 was like, hey, you want to be our student reporter? I was like, sure, why not? And it just gave me a lot more ways to go out and practice.
Oh, yeah, it seems like every time I open up Twitter, 228 Sports is posting something and you're interviewing somebody. The 2-2 delivery is tipped foul into Yerzy's mitt for strike three. He now has eight strikeouts through four innings of work and a 1-2-3 fourth inning. Well, Mackenzie, you ready to take the reins when we come back?
I think so.
There we go. It's 1-0 Biscuits through 3.5. Mackenzie will lead us to the bottom of the fourth inning when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Eric Brown Jr.
We welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. Our junior broadcaster, Mackenzie Knight, hits take her through the bottom of the fourth inning. The Biscuits lead 1-0. And Mackenzie, the floor is yours.
Pitch was fouled off to the backstop. 0-1. And the pitch. Fouled again. 0-2 count to Eric Brown Jr. Out again, this time out of the ballpark.
Call all runs right, last actor, the rules of this damage. Call last actor, 228-641-9167.
O2 pitch coming. A little bit high. One ball and two strikes. No outs. Ball's high again, 2-2. Ball's popped up but out of foul.
That was right near where you were sitting.
Another souvenir for a bunch of kiddos. Out again. Today's pitcher, Ian Seymour, makes his seventh start of the 2024 season and his fifth career start against the Shuckers. 2-2 pitch coming. And it's lined and hung up there for a little bit. Caught by the right fielder Matthew Dyer for the first out of the inning. Up to bat is Mike Boach. Ground ball to the third baseman. Throw strike to the strike to Nick Schnell for the out. The second out of the inning. Up to bat is Brock Wilkins. Your third base. The outside corner for strike one. Foul that one to the catcher's mitt for strike two. Swing and a miss for strike three.
Yeah, Mackenzie, that was a terrific job. Thanks much for joining us as our junior broadcaster for the day. We head to the fifth inning. It's 1-0. Biscuits lead it on the Bloxy Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments.
appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell Senior Primary Care, Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
To the top of the fifth inning. It's 1-0. Biscuits over the Shuckers. Mackenzie Knight joining us for the bottom of the fourth inning as our first junior broadcaster of the season. Shook delivers home. The first pitch is a called strike one on the outside corner for the right-handed inning, Willie Vasquez. Mackenzie, a terrific job on air today. Student at East Central High School. The 0-1 pitch. Check swing on the inside corner. The pitch just misses. And the count evens at one ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch. Vasquez lifts it foul above the Shuckers dugout on the first base side, and the count goes to 1-2. Shook already has 8 strikeouts through 4 innings, tied his season high. His career high is 11. That was set against the M-Braves last year. The pitch misses up and in, and the count evens 2-2. The only problem for T.J. Shook from going at least 6 innings and potentially tying that career high would be the pitch count. He's about to throw his 68th pitch of the day. It comes home. Vasquez takes a slider away. And the count goes full. Vasquez struck out on a fastball up back in the second inning. The 3-2 delivery. Curveball. Misses off the inside corner. It's the third walk of the day drawn by the Biscuits. Their first since the first inning. And it brings up the righty, Jaylen Battles. Battles, a right-handed bat. 0-for-1 today with a strikeout as the Shuckers bullpen starts to get moving. It's 1-0 Biscuits in the top of the fifth. The pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball back on the inside corner at 91. And the count goes to 0-1. Vasquez off first. Shook delivers. Vasquez off the second. Pitch misses away. No throw from Yerzy. And Vasquez slides in with a stolen base. Shane Smith starts to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. 1-1 the count with nobody out. Gives us a chance to check the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top of the fourth inning, Tennessee leads Chattanooga 1-0. Everything else is later. The 1-1 pitch. Rolled up the middle, it's off the mound, and it's into center for a base hit. Vasquez rounds third and comes home. Dearden's throw home is cut off by Bovey. It tips off his mitt, and Battles moves up to second on the throw. It's an RBI single from Battles, his fifth RBI of the year. And it's a 2-0 Biscuits lead. But 2 games later today, by the way, in the Southern League at 2:35, it's Mississippi and Rocket City before a 4:05 first pitch between Birmingham and Pensacola. That was a rocket off Battles' bat off the bat at 106 miles an hour. Brings up the righty Matthew Dyer. Runner on second. Nobody out in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch to the right-handed bat is a curveball and a called strike one on the inside corner. Dyer 0 for 1 today. He's 5 for 16 in the series. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and chops it foul over the biscuits dugout. It rattles around in the camera well. Counter, no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Penguin Battles a short leadoff second. Shuckers trail it 2-0 on Mother's Day. Chuck stares at second. Now comes home. Curveball misses up and in. The count goes to 1-2. Chuck about to throw his 77th pitch of the afternoon. 8 strikeouts. He's allowed 2 runs. And the Shuckers trail it 2-0. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball lined out towards left center. Deered in the center fielder. On and it one hops him. It deflects off of him and drops down next to him. Battles to third. Dyer a single. And it brings up the top of the order. By the way, the ball that got Jalen Battles to second. Check that. It was an error on the scoreboard. It has been ruled a hit and a reach. An advancement to second on the throw. Time to go to the bullpen. Manager Joe Arold out of the dugout. T.J. Shook faces 18 batters and ends his day after 4-plus innings. James Smith comes in after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. Biloxi trails it by a 2-0 score against the Montgomery Biscuits. And Biloxi has gone to the bullpen. Jalen Battles is at third. Matthew Dyer is at first. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead. And the righty Shane Smith comes in. He inherits 2 base runners. And he faces the righty Drew Baker at the top of the order. Smith delivers home. It's a curveball. Line down the right field line. It drops in foul. And the count goes to 0-1. Smith makes his 9th appearance of the year. He has a 3.86 ERA in 14 innings so far in the campaign. 2 walks and 25 strikeouts. A terrific strikeout-to-walk ratio. The 0-1 pitch. Runner off to second. Line foul again first base side. Takes a hop into the seats. The count goes to 0-2. Baker's 0-for-2 today. Struck out looking back in the third inning. One of 8 strikeouts today from T.J. Shook in 4-plus innings. No balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Corners in for Biloxi. The middle infield, Eric Brown Jr. and Ethan Murray are both back. The 0-2 pitch. Curveball. Baker smacks it to short. Brown Jr. in a knee. Fires to second for one. Murray to first. In time, double play. A double tree by Hilton Biloxi. Double play. Retires 2. It brings home battles. That makes it a 3-0 game. But 2 outs in the inning, and it brings up Carson Williams. One of the 2 inherited runners scores. That finalizes the line for T.J. Shook on the day. 2 out, nobody on. Randy Williams up. Randy Smith delivers. Fastball, top of the zone, called strike 1. Williams, 1-for-1 today. Tripled last time up off the right field wall. Walked in the first. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball called a strike, top of the zone. And the count quickly. There's no balls and 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. The righty Smith comes set. Now delivers. Fastball misses away at 95. The count goes to 1-2. Smith delivers home. Slider chopped foul. Back to the screen. Almost got Bob Seymour, who's in the on-deck circle for Montgomery. And the count's at 1-2 strikes with 2 away. Yersey sets up away. Smith kicks and fires. Slider misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Smith sets again. Now comes home. Slider misses away, and the count goes full. Shuckers trail it by a 3-0 score. 3 runs on 3 hits today for Montgomery. No runs on no hits for Biloxi. The 3-2 delivery. Fastball misses away and he loses it. Williams walks for the second time tonight. And it brings up the lefty Bob Seymour. Shuckers infield shifts over. Eric Brown Jr., the shortstop's up the middle. Brock Wilkin at third, about 30, 40 feet off that third base line. The pitch to the lefty, Seymour, runner off to second. It's hit on one hop to Murray. He gobbles it up at second. Treks towards first, fires to Bovey. And it ends the inning. In the frame, 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, 1 runner left on base. We're halfway through in Biloxi, and it's 3-0 Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their 4-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Four, five, and six in the Shuckers order due up against the lefty Ian Seymour. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Shuckers trail it 3-0. They've been retired in order. 12 up, 12 down. The pitch. Clark pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. Over our heads at the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Count it, no balls and a strike. Clark struck out swinging back in the second. Lefty Seymour delivers. Misses away with a fastball. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Clark takes a strike at the knees. The count goes to 1-2. The lefty Seymour delivers. Clark takes low and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Clark waves and misses. Changeup on the outside corner at 82. Clark strikes out for the second time today. It's the sixth strikeout in the afternoon for the lefty Seymour. And it brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Warren digs in at the very back of the right-handed box. Bounced out to short back in the second. The pitch, fastball called strike one. The 0-1 delivery misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Warren waves and misses at a changeup low, 80 miles an hour. The count goes to 0-2. Shuckers trail it 3-0. They've been no hit by Ian Seymour, who's been perfect through 4 1/3 innings. One pitch. Called strike three, top of the zone. A fastball at 91. And Seymour continues to dominate. Three straight strikeouts going back to the fourth, and the Shuckers have been retired 14 up, 14 down. Two out, nobody on. The pitch to the righty Ethan Murray is a slider, and it's called strike one. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. One ball, one strike, two away. Seymour delivers. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Murray grounded out back to Seymour, then ended the second inning. Seymour fires home. Murray waves and misses. Chases a changeup off the outside corner, 81. The count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Murray waves and misses. Changeup low at 83. Keegan blocks it up, fires down to first, completes the strikeout. And Seymour strikes out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And Seymour has been perfect through five innings. At the end of the sixth, it's 3-0 Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Way to the top of the sixth inning, and the Shuckers trail it by a 3-0 score against the Montgomery Biscuits. Javik Blake back alongside you. It is a gorgeous Mother's Day afternoon, 82 degrees and partly cloudy. Wind glides in from center. That's it. Righty Dominic Keegan is out. First pitch. He waves and misses at a fastball from the righty, Shane Smith. The count goes 2-1. It's been a pitcher's duel today between the Shuckers staff and Ian Seymour for the Biscuits. The 0-1 pitch, check swing, top of the zone, and a fastball. First base umpire Sean Cassidy says he goes around. And the count goes 2-2. Seymour has been perfect through five innings. Meanwhile, T.J. Shook goes four-plus innings, gives up two earned runs on three hits. The pitch, hops foul. First base side out of play. The count stays at 0-2. He walks three and ties his season high with 8 strikeouts. He ends this week with 16 strikeouts over 10-plus innings. Two starts against the Biscuits. The pitch to Keegan. He waves and misses. Fastball at 95. Smith gets his first strikeout of the day. Brings up the righty, Heriberto Hernandez. Hernandez is 0-2 today with a strikeout and a ground out to short. It's 3-0 Montgomery in the top of the sixth inning. Smith comes home. Hernandez takes away and the count goes to 1-0. The winner delivery. Fastball is a called strike in the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Hernandez is 0-2 today. The pitch. Slider called strike in the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Smith throughout this year has been lengthened out. He's gone three innings in each of his last two appearances, including back in the series opener against the Biscuits. Got a three-inning save. 1-2 pitch. Misses inside. And the count evens 2-2. T.J. Shook went six innings. Smith went the final three. And a 5-0 Shuckers win. The 2-2 delivery. Popped foul back to the screen. The count stays at 2-2. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-2222. 9167 or visit gulfcoast.classdoctor.com. The 2-2 pitch, Hernandez takes. And the Shuckers dugout is in disbelief. You can hear him say to the Shuckers dugout, "That's on me." 3-2, 1 The pitch, chopped towards third. Wilkin charges in on it, gloves it with the pink mitt, slings it to first, not in time. Hernandez beats it out by a half step. Hernandez gets a hit in his fourth straight game. Brings up the lefty, Nick Schnell.
First Mexican in the drive, Nick Schnell.
One out, one on. It's 3-0 Montgomery. Nick Schnell steps in at the very back of the left-handed box. Shuckers infield chips over with the lefty up. Brown Jr. and Wilkin both move towards second. The pitch. Schnell takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Check back to first. Long way to go. Hernandez is back in time. The 1-0 delivery misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. The pitch, curveball, Schnell waves and misses. The count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, Schnell hits it high in the air, not deep out towards center. Brown Jr., the shortstop, out. Justin Dearden, the center fielder, in. Dearden makes the catch and the run. And he retires Schnell for the second out. It brings up the righty, Willie Vasquez. Vasquez is 0-for-1 today with a strikeout and threw a walk back last inning and came around to score. 2-1. It's 3-0 Montgomery in the top of the sixth inning. Time's called. And now the bat boy brings out a couple of new baseballs to home plate umpire Chad Westlake. Two out, one on. To short lead off first for Hernandez. Bobey holds him on. Smith comes home. Vasquez takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 0-1. That was at 95 from Smith. The 0-1 pitch. Driven, first base side and fair, in a right for a single. Hernandez stops at second. Sparks fires it in. It's a two-out single, puts runners on first and second for the righty Jalen Battles. Hernandez at second, Vasquez at first. The Battles hit an RBI single that clipped off the mound at 106. Back in the fifth inning, drove in a run, made it 2-0. It's 3-0 now with 2-1. Smith comes home. Battles takes a slider for a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 0-1. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball lifted down the left field line. Warren's after, and it stays foul, and it drops in foul. Count goes 2-2. No balls, two strikes, two out. It's 3-0 Biscuits in the top of the sixth inning in a series finale. Smith comes home. Slider fouled back to the screen. The count stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Smith delivers. Battles takes a curveball low and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Smith stares in. One strike away from finishing a scoreless top of the sixth inning. He comes home, battles, pops it up. Out behind first. Ethan Murray, the second baseman, is under it. He drifts out, makes the catch near foul territory. And retires battles for the final out. No runs, two hits, no errors. Two runners left on. Went through 5.5. And it's 3-0 Montgomery. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite cheese, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. I'll get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekoSausage.com.
It's I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We enter the bottom of the sixth inning. Ian Seymour out of the game. And if you're a Shuckers fan, that is terrific news. Seymour was dominant today. 15 up, 15 down, five perfect innings. No walks, eight strikeouts. And in comes the right-handed throwing Evan Reifert. Was activated off the injured list this morning and faces the left-handed hitting Andy Yerzy. First pitch, clobber out to deep right. Dyer's back. This thing is way gone, but foul. And the count goes to 0-1. He clobbered that thing off his bat at 104 miles an hour. But it ends up as a very long strike one. Reifert, a right-handed arm. 24 years old, born in Wilton, Iowa. Makes his fourth appearance of the year. He's gone three scoreless innings so far with five strikeouts. The pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch, curveball, called a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. The Shuckers trail it 3-0. They have not had a base runner yet today. The 1-2 pitch. Yerzy pops it up right side of the infield. battles the second baseman under it, and he makes the catch. One away, and the lefty Justin Dearden steps in. Dearden, the very back of the left-handed box. Righty Reifert comes out. Curveball low, and the count goes to 1-0. Reifert was originally in the Brewers organization. Spent 2021 between Carolina and Wisconsin, single A and high A. Made 37 appearances in 60 innings. The 1-0 delivery. Dearden drives it out to right center. Dyer's back on it with Baker. They both round it off, and Baker stumbles for a moment and drops in front of him. Biloxi gets their first base runner of the day. It's a single from Dearden. And it brings up the righty, Lamar Sparks. Time to see what the Shackers can do with the runner on today. It's their first base runner since a leadoff walk from Xavier Warren in the ninth inning last night. Lamar Sparks in the seventh inning yesterday had their last hit prior to Dearden. It's 3-0 Montgomery. The pitch. Hit foul into Keegan's mitt. The count goes to 0-1. Sparks is 0-1 today. Floats a right back in the third inning. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks drives it foul. First base side and out of play. And the count goes to 0-2. Evan Reifert was traded for Mike Brasso back in November of 2021. That's how Reifert ended up in the Rays organization. And he steps off for a moment. Everybody resets. He dealt with injuries last year, made just 9 appearances through 7 2/3 innings. The 0-2 pitch. Sparks takes a curveball on the inside corner for strike 3. Two out, one on. It's 3-0 Biscuits in the last of the sixth inning. Eric Brown Jr. comes up from the right side. He's 0-2 today with a strikeout and a flyout to right. The pitch. He waves and misses at a slider off the outside corner at 84. The count goes to 0-1. Dearden a short lead off first. Schnell holds him on. It's a 3-0 Biscuit lead. The pitch. Curveball low. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Brown Jr. takes low. Good job by Keegan to block it up. Picked it out of the dirt with his mitt. The count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two away. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Reifert fires. Fastball misses up. And the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch popped up. Out toward short left center. Carson Williams, the shortstop, under it. Shields the sun with his glove, and he's able to make the catch. Retires Brown Jr., and then ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on. The Shuckers get their first base runner of the day, but they're unable to score. It's 3-0 Montgomery after six on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
To the top of the seventh inning. Shane Smith back to work for Biloxi. Faces 9-1-2 in the biscuits order. Starts off with the righty Matthew Dyer. Shuckers trail it 3-0. Three runs on five hits today for the biscuits. No runs on just one hit today for Biloxi. They've committed an error. The pitch. Dyer takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. If you're just joining us, first off, thanks so much for joining us on your Mother's Day Sunday. Both teams wearing a whole lot of pink today. 1-0 delivery misses away. The count goes to 2-0. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms tuning in, including my mom who's tuning in today from North Carolina. The 2-0 delivery. Chopped foul towards the biscuits dugout, third base side, and the count goes to 2-1. Smith is into his second full inning of work. Pitched the back half of the fifth inning. The 2-1 delivery. Curveball pops foul behind home plate and out of play. Right near our spot, the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Righty Smith comes set, first base side of the rubber. Yersey sets up away. Now the pitch misses low. Yersey blocks it up with his mitt. And the count goes full. The 3-2 delivery. Fastball called, strike three on the outside corner at 94. Dyer strikes out looking. It's the second strikeout of the afternoon for Smith. It's the 10th for the Shuckers pitching staff today. Brings up the righty Drew Baker at the top of the order. Baker up from the right side. The pitch. Fastball called strike one. It's 3-0 biscuits. One out, nobody on in the top of the seventh inning. The 0-1 pitch. Baker lines it over Brown Jr.'s mitt at short and into left. Baker reaches base for the third straight game and puts a man on with one away for the righty Carson Williams. Williams has reached base in all three plate appearances. Two walks and a triple that smacked off the right field wall in the third inning. Top of the seventh. It's 3-0 Biscuits. Baker off first. Checks back to first. Bovey the tag. But Baker's back in time. Baker leads the Biscuits with 13 stolen bases this year. He's 13 of 17. The rest of the Biscuits combined have 24. The pitch. Fastball dots the outside corner for strike one. Smith comes set at the belt. Baker off first. Now the pitch. Misses low and away, and the count evens 1-1. Check back to first. Baker's back in time. The series finale today between these two teams. The 1-1 delivery. Curveball dots the inside corner for strike two. A win today for Biloxi would not only be a massive comeback win over the final three innings, but it would mean a series win, either third straight to start the season. Time's called. Ball gets away from the Biscuits bullpen. Couple different arms are warming up down there. Counts at 1-2 with one away. Baker off first. He takes another hop. He's off to second. Pitch home. Tipped foul into Yerzy's mitt for strike three. Baker slides in with his 14th stolen base of the year. But Smith gets the strikeout. Second of the inning. Brings up the lefty Bob Seymour. Seymour's 0 for 2 today with a walk.
Easy out.
Two out, runner in scoring position. It's a 3-0 lead for the Biscuits in the top of the seventh. Smith delivers. Baker off to third. The pitch misses low, and it pops out of Yerzy Smith. Baker tallies his 15th stolen base of the season.
Get him, Smith.
15 stolen bases, second most out of anybody in the Southern League. Duke Ellis with the Birmingham Barons leads everybody with 21. 1-0 pitch. Seymour lines it over Murray's mitt at second. He reached all the way out to try and grab it. It drops in for a single. Baker scores. And it's 4-0 Montgomery. The Shuckers bullpen starts to get warm. The lefty Justin King pops out. Right-handed hitting Dominic Keegan stands in. Keegan's 0 for 3 today with 3 strikeouts. It's 4-0 Montgomery. Smith delivers. Popped foul first base side and out of play. And the count goes down 1-1. The 0-1 delivery. Slider misses away. And the count evens 1-1. Two out, one on, one already in the inning for Montgomery. They lead it 4-0 over Biloxi. 4 runs on 7 hits. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball. Called a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Seymour a short lead off first. Bovey holds him on. The 1-2 pitch. broken back ground ball. Third base side. Wilkin charges, backhands it, slings it to first. A bit low. It pops out of Bobby's mitt. And Seymour goes to second. Keegan reaches. It goes as a single for Keegan. It's the eighth hit of the afternoon for Montgomery. Runners at first and second with two away. The ready Roberto Hernandez comes up. He's one for three. Smith delivers. Curveball, wave and a miss. The count goes 10-1. King continues to warm. The 0-1 delivery. Slider tips foul off Yerzy Smith. The count goes 0-2. Smith comes set. Now the 0-2 pitch. Slider popped up out towards right. Sparks charges in on it. Murray charges out. Sparks the right fielder, calls him off, makes the catch, and that ends the frame. In the inning, one run, three hits, no errors, two runners left on. The miss gets at another. It's a 4-0 lead, and it's time to stretch in Biloxi. Through 6.5, it's 4-0 Biscuits on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Mike Bovey digs in for the Shuckers. Connor Lund delivers home. The first pitch misses up and in for ball one. Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. It's a 4-0 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch to Bovey misses off the inside corner, and the count runs to 2-0. Lund comes in for the righty Evan Reifert. Line of right-handed arm. The 2-0 delivery is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. The pitch. Bovey rolls it third base side. Vasquez backhands it at third over towards short. Fires to first. It's in time. And Bovey is 0-3 on the day. Brings up the right-handed hitting Brock Wilkin. Final line for Evan Reifert. Goes a scoreless inning in his first appearance back from the injured list. Gives up one hit, no walks, one strikeout, does not allow a run, and throws 14 pitches. one fires. It's a curveball and a called strike one. One kicks and fires. Tips foul back to the screen, and the count goes to 0-2. One is making his Biscuits debut today and also his Rays organizational debut today. He was released out of spring training by the Cardinals organization, where he was a starter the last 2 years with Double-A Springfield. 0-2 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Signed as a free agent just a couple of days ago. Was instantly placed in the Biscuits roster. One, 6'3", 215 pounds. The 1-2 pitch, curveball, Wilkin takes strike three. It paints the very, very top of the zone. Wilkin down looking. Strikes out for the third time today. And it brings up the righty, Wes Clark. Clark's 0-for-2 today. Struck out swinging in the second and the fifth. The pitch. Fastball called strike one. It's 4-0 Biscuits. Two out, nobody on in the bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Righty one, kicks and delivers. Fastball lifted down the right field line. It curls foul over towards the newly named Corona Premier Tiki Baller. And the count goes to 1-2. Corona Premier announced on Friday as the proud sponsor of the Tiki Bar out in right field. Got a bunch of Corona signage up now. It's got a couple of parrots, TVs. A lot of people are enjoying it this afternoon. The 1-2 pitch. Clark takes a curveball off the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. The righty one fires home. Clark takes up, and the count goes full. Checkers trail at 4-0. They'll need some runs quick over these next couple of innings. The 3-2 delivery. Clark drives it out towards left center. Williams, the shortstop, under it. The wind blows it back in towards the infield. He makes the catch on the first base side of second. That ball carried a mile. And it ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the eighth. It's 4-0 Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Shane Smith out of the game after three innings. In comes the lefty Justin King. But before we go any farther, 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport.
the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Nick Schnell whips the first pitch out to right and one hops Lamar Sparks. And we are underway in the top of the eighth inning. Schnell, a leadoff single against the new arm in the lefty, Justin King. He's in for the righty, Shane Smith. Smith gives up one run over five hits and gives up one run on five hits over three innings, one walk, three strikeouts, and throws 54 pitches. The righty, Willie Vasquez, stands in. King delivers. Vasquez takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. King this year makes his third appearance against Montgomery. It's his ninth appearance of the season. He has a 12-1-5 ERA in 6 2/3 innings. Four walks, 11 strikeouts. Check back to first. He telegraphs the move, and Schnell's back in time. Opponent's hitting .333 against him, including a home. The Shuckers trail 4-0 in the top of the eighth inning in a series finale. The 1-0 pitch to Vasquez. Rolled on the right side and through into right center for a base hit. Schnell touches second and heads to third. Sparks picks it up, fires it in on one hop to third. It's not in time. Vasquez stays put after he goes about a quarter of the way towards second. Back-to-back singles against King in this inning, which runners at first and third with nobody out. For the righty, Jalen Battles. Battles is 1-for-3 today with an RBI single back in the fifth inning. That was off Vasquez's bat, by the way, at 101 miles an hour. Gives us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. There was a momentary delay. Trainer James Ransdell had to check on Nick Schnell over at third. Two games underway around the Southern League. It's a seventh inning stretch in Chattanooga. The Lookouts lead Tennessee 2-1. Shuckers play the infield in against Battles. The pitch, runner off to second. It's a called strike one, and Vasquez takes second without a throw. It's the fifth stolen base of the day for Montgomery. Most stolen bases allowed in the game all year by the Shuckers. Counts at 0-1. Top of the third inning, Mississippi leads Rocket City 2-0. They're an hour away from starting between Birmingham and Pensacola. 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. If you're just joining us, the Shuckers did not record a hit until the bottom of the sixth inning. The Biscuits scored one in the first, two in the fifth, one more in the seventh. And they're threatening here with nobody out against the lefty, Justin King. The 1-1 pitch. Battles, hammers it out to the left. Warren tracks over towards the line, now comes in on it. Schnell readies to tag Warren into foul territory, makes the catch. Schnell tags and comes home. It's cut off by Wilkin. A sacrifice fly brings home Battles' his second RBI of the day, and it's 5-0. One away, runner on second, and up comes Matthew Dyer from the right side. Shuckers now trail it 5-0 in the series finale. They've been outscored 8-2 over the last 2 days against this Biscuits team. Vasquez dances off second. Now the pitch, it misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Dyer drives it foul, first base side and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. One and one, the count against Dyer. King comes home. The pitch is a ball, and throw to third misses wide. Vasquez was off. It's another stolen base for Vasquez today, his third of the afternoon, and the count goes to 2-1. Vasquez now up to 4 stolen bases on the year. That's the 7th stolen base allowed today by the Shuckers. Infield comes in again. 2-1 the count. The pitch. Dyer takes low, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch misses away, and three of the first four have reached against King. That puts runners at first and third with one away for the righty Drew Baker. The Biscuits are one stolen base away from tying their franchise record of 8 set back against Pensacola last April. They have 7 so far. Matthew Dyer is at first. Shuckers have the infield in. It's a 5-0 Biscuits lead. 1 out, top of the 8th inning. King comes home. Chopped up the middle. Brown Jr. and Murray both over. It's under both of their gloves, and it's into center. Everybody chases after it. Vasquez scores. Dyer stops at third. Baker to second. And it's 6-0. It's a base hit and an E4. Baker picks up an RBI. And Nick Merkel starts to get warm in the bullpen. That's the second error of the day from Biloxi. Now runners at second and third. 1 out in the inning. And the righty Carson Williams stands in. Six runs on 10 hits today for Montgomery. The infield continues to play in for Biloxi. King delivers. Williams takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 0-1. King comes home. Williams chops it left side of the infield. It's over Brown Jr.'s mitt and in a left. It scores Dyer. Baker to third. A ball that eats him up off the infield. It goes as a single for Williams. It's an RBI as well. And it's 7-0. That's the 4th hit of the inning. And 5 of the first 6 have reached against King. And the only one that did not was Penguin Battles, who drove in a run on a sacrifice fly. It's 7-0 Biscuits. Nick Merkel continues to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. King faces the lefty Bob Seymour. The pitch. Seymour takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Seymour takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. The count to the lefty Seymour. Runners at the corners. The pitch. He fouls it off his backside, and the count goes to 2-1. One, the count with one away. It's 7-0 Biscuits in the top of the 8th inning. King delivers. Seymour chops it right side of the infield. It bounces to Murray. He shovels to Brown Jr. at second for one. The throw to first is in time for a double play. A double tree double play gets Justin King out of the inning. 3 runs on 4 hits, 1 error, and 1 runner left on base. through 7.5, and it's 7-0 Biscuits. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. Xavier Warren first up for Biloxi against the righty Antonio Menendez, and he takes the first pitch on the outside corner for strike one. He's a switch hitter at the very back of the left-handed box against Menendez. Right-handed arm relieves Connor Lynn. The pitch, wave and a miss, and the count goes to 0-2. Connor Lynn goes a scoreless inning in his Rays organizational debut. Strikes out one, throws 14 pitches. Warren's 0-2 today, and the Shuckers have just one hit. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball low, and the count goes to 1-2. Menendez makes his 11th appearance of the year. He's a 4.85 ERA in 13 innings, 6 walks, 14 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 255 against him. The pitch misses away. It almost flies to the backstop. And the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Menendez, a tall, sidewinding right-hander, 6'4", 215 pounds. The 2-2 delivery. Warren takes strike three on the inside corner. Down looking for the second time today. That's the 11th strikeout recorded by Montgomery's pitching staff, and up comes the righty Ethan Murray. Murray's 0-2 today with a strikeout and a ground out back to the mound. The back of the right-handed box. The first pitch misses off the inside corner. And the count goes to 1-0. It's a 7-0 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 1-0 delivery. Murray waves and misses. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, slider, is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Come on, Biggie. The pitch, lifted foul, first base side and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Menendez delivers. Slider, Murray waves and misses. That pitch started on the outside corner and just kept running. Two away, and it brings up the left-handed hitting Andy Yerzy. Menendez delivers to the lefty. Yerzy lines it foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes 0-1. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's a windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor. 228-641-9167. The 0-1 pitch. Yerzy fouls it off the instep of his front foot. The count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two out. Menendez comes set. Now delivers. Yerzy tips it foul into Keegan's mitt, and Menendez strikes out the side in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the ninth. Nick Merkel set to come on, and it's 7-0 Montgomery. Luxie Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
We ended the ninth inning on a Sunday series finale. Shuckers trail at 7-0 against the Montgomery Biscuits. And in for Biloxi comes the righty Nick Merkel. Justin King done after he gives up three innings on three hits and a walk in an inning of work. Righty Merkel steers in and faces the righty Dominic Keegan. The pitch. Keegan takes a slider away, and the count goes to 1-0. Merkel is out to make his 10th appearance of the year. He has a 6.14 ERA in 14 and two-thirds innings. Six walks, 16 strikeouts. The 1-0 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Keegan is 1-for-4 today. Biscuits have punched out 11 hits. 10 of them coming after the fourth inning. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball called a strike in the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. After today, the Shuckers will have an off day tomorrow and then start up a six-game series with the Mississippi Braves starting on Tuesday at Trustmark Park in Pearl. The 2-1 pitch. Keegan takes a curveball low. And the count goes to 3-1. Meanwhile, the Biscuits will travel back home after today's game. Play six against the Pensacola Blue Wahoo starting on Tuesday. The 3-1 pitch to Keegan. He waves and misses. Fastball in the outside corner at 91. And the count goes to 3-2. These two teams after today do not see each other again until early June when the Shuckers will play six against the Biscuits in their first trip to Montgomery this year. 3-2 pitch. Keegan takes off the inside corner, and it's ball four. Brings up the righty, Herberto Hernandez. It's 7-0 Biscuits. Hernandez is 1-for-4 today. The pitch. Slider called strike one in the outside corner. The Shuckers' trip to play the Mississippi Braves next week is their final six-game series at Trustmark Park this season against the M-Braves. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. The M-Braves do not come to Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi until July 1st for a three-game set. They do not play a six-game set here until August 11th. The 1-1 pitch. Slider misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers are heavy on Montgomery early in the season, and they're heavy on home dates against the M-Braves in the back half of the season. 12 of their final 18 games will be against the M-Braves at home. The pitch. Chopped to short. Brown Jr. grabs it on the run, slings it to Murray at second for one, throw to first. Not in time. Hernandez beats it out. Reaches on a fielder's choice. And now one away for the lefty, Nick Schnell. By the way, the Shuckers have turned two double plays today. Shuckers double plays are brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and the ballpark. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. One away now for the lefty, Nick Schnell. He's 1-for-4 today. The pitch. He tips it foul into Yerzy's mitt. The count goes 0-1. Schnell singled through the right side to lead off the eighth inning. Came around to score. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike at the knees, and the count goes 0-2. The changeup at 86 for Merkel. The 0-2 delivery. Schnell smacks a curveball foul into the Shuckers' dugout first base side. The count stays at 0-2. Hernandez leads off first. Merkel sets. Now the 0-2 pitch. Misses way up. It hits off the top of the backstop. The padded part and goes straight up in the air. Hernandez to second on the wild pitch. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. 7-0 Biscuits in the top of the ninth. Merkel fires. Wave and a miss. Curveball off the inside corner. Gets Schnell swinging. And now two away for the righty, Willie Vasquez. Vasquez is 2-for-3 today. He's came around to score twice. He's reached three times. He has three stolen bases and two hits as well. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Lifted down the first base line. Curls towards foul territory. Beauvries over towards the Shuckers bullpen. And it drops in foul. Count evens at 1-1. We're in the ninth inning of the series finale. The Shuckers trail it 7-0. Outside of an 8-run comeback on a Sunday afternoon, the Shuckers and Biscuits would split this six-game set. Shuckers would win three of the first four, while the Biscuits would take the final two. The pitch lifted out towards right center. Deered in the center fielder is over. He's under it, and he makes the catch. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We enter the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Shuckers trail it 7-0. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Jay McBlake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. To the bottom of the ninth inning in a series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and Montgomery Biscuits. Cloud cover currently hiding the sun, and the Shuckers trail 7-0. Lefty Justin Dearden stands in against the righty Antonio Menendez. It's 7-0 Biscuits, and the first pitch is rolled first base side, hops over the bag right to Nick Schnell. Schnell taps first, and Dearden grounds out. One away, and it brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. The Shuckers right now are a Dearden single away from being not no hit, perfect game. Dearden is the only Shuckers player to have reached base today. Biscuits are one over the limit, over the minimum, check that. One out in the bottom of the ninth. Lamar Sparks is up from the right side. Menendez fires. It's a slider away, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Sparks takes inside, and the count goes to 2-0. The pitch. Called strike at the knees, and the count runs to 2-1. Seven nothing Biscuits in the bottom of the ninth inning. Menendez delivers home. Sparks takes away, and the count goes to 3-1. The righty Menendez comes set. Now delivers. Sparks waves and misses. Slider on the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Righty Menendez sets the pitch. Sparks pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. Count stays at 3-2. Menendez deals. Slider, Sparks waves and misses. Started on the outside corner and kept on running. That's the fourth strikeout in five outs recorded by Menendez. And Eric Brown Jr. in the leadoff spot is the Shuckers' final hope. It's a 7-0 Montgomery lead. Seven runs and 11 hits with no errors. No runs, one hit, and two errors for Biloxi. Menendez kicks and delivers. Ronnie Brown Jr. waves and misses. It's a spiraling slider. Finds the inside corner, and the count goes to 0-1. The pitch backs him up off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch chopped to short. Williams gets it on a big hop, about chest high, fires to first in time, and that ends it. The Shuckers are a Justin Dearden single away from having a perfect game thrown against him. And it's a 7-0 Biscuits win. In the ninth, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. in the game. Montgomery, 7 runs, 11 hits, and no errors for Biloxi. No runs, 1 hit, and 2 errors. The two teams split the 6-game set. The Biscuits win the last 2 to split the 6 games. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time to wrap it all up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Let's get around the bases right now. Presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. Not only are kids able to run today, but their moms are able to join as well and run around the bases. There's so many kiddos running around. A couple moms are trying to lead them along. There's a little one between second and third that... Well, the mom's picked him up. She's carrying him the rest of the way. All one kid's made a spill. Welcome back. We're inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. It is a fun day Sunday at the ballpark on Mother's Day. Everybody decked out in pink. Oh, 4 different kids have now rounded second and stumbled a bit towards third. Everybody's okay. No crying children on the field. The important part of a fun run. Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show presented by the Ground Zero Blues Club. Shuckers fall by a 7-0 final. 28 batters come to the plate and just 1 hit for Biloxi. 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Montgomery. No runs, 1 hit, and 2 errors for Biloxi. They split the 6-game set with Montgomery and fall to 16-17 on the season. The Biscuits win the finale and improve to 18-15 on the year. The winning pitcher is Ian Seymour. He falls to 2-2 on the season. He goes 15 up, 15 down, 5 perfect innings, no walks, no hits, and 8 strikeouts, while TJ Shook ties his season high with 8 strikeouts over 4-plus innings, gives up 2 earned runs, 3 hits, and 3 walks on 77 pitches. Time for today's scoring summary. Montgomery got the scoring started early. A stolen base by Carson Williams and an E5 on the throw from Andy Yerzy allowed Williams to score and made it a 1-0 game. In the fifth inning, 2 more came home. Jalen Battles, an RBI single, and then a double play that Drew Baker hit into score Battles and made it 3-0. In the seventh, another run comes home on a Bob Seymour single. And then in the eighth inning, a sacrifice fly from Jalen Battles, an RBI single from Drew Baker, and an RBI single from Carson Williams makes it a 7-0 game. We'll be back after this. Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show continues with the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. across the Brewers organization and the Southern League. That comes your way next, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wall Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Javik Blake back alongside you as we wrap up a 7-0 Shuckers loss against the Montgomery Biscuits in the series finale. The Biscuits improved to 18-15 on the year, while the Shuckers fall to 16-17 on the season. The two teams split the homestand. A lot of offense in games 2, 3, and 4. Games 1, 5, and 6. Not a ton of offense on both sides. Montgomery wins it 7-0 today. 3-2 yesterday, as over their final from game 2 on, they score 28 runs on the series. They score 31 against the Shuckers, as Biloxi falls to 10-5 at home on the season. Ian Seymour, the winning pitcher, 5 perfect innings, improves to 2-2. TJ Shook, despite allowing just 2 earned runs over 4-plus innings and tying his season high with 8 strikeouts, gets the loss and falls to 2-4. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom of the 8th inning, Chattanooga leads it 2-1 against the Tennessee Smokies. That 8th inning has just ended. They go to the top of the ninth. Lookouts are looking for their 11th victory of the season. Elsewhere, bottom of the 5th inning, the Mississippi Braves lead it 2-0 over the Rocket City Trash Pandas. A win for the Embraves would put them at 12-21 on the season. Underway at 4:05 Central Time is Birmingham and Pensacola in a series finale. Pensacola has already won 4 in a row against the Barons. They go for winning 5 of 6 in the series with a win today. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization. One game has gone final. The Durham Bulls win it by an 8-7 final over the Nashville Sounds. The Sounds now stand at 18-21 on the season. Bottom of the 9th inning, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers are 2 outs away from their 21st win of the year. They lead the Quad Cities River Bandits by a 6-1 score. Carolina and Fayetteville gets underway in just a couple of moments. At the big league level, the Milwaukee Brewers trail 4-3 against the St. Louis Cardinals. They're in the top of the 9th inning. Brewers will have 3 outs in the bottom of the 9th inning to try and tie it up on Mother's Day against the St. Louis Cardinals. Here the Shuckers fall by a 7-0 final. 7 runs, 11 hits, and no errors for Montgomery. No runs, 1 hit, and 2 errors for Biloxi in a game that takes 2 hours and 25 minutes in front of 1,905 on a Mother's Day afternoon. Shuckers back in action on Tuesday against the Mississippi Braves. A 6:35 first pitch at Trustmark Park. Pitchers have not been announced for either side. Make sure to stay up to date at BiloxiShuckers.com with probables throughout the week. 6:35 first pitch will be at you with pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. That'll do it for us today. Montgomery wins it 7-0 in the series finale against the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers back in action for six against the Mississippi Braves. Their final six-game set at Trustmark Park in franchise history begins on Tuesday. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi.